on this week's Arts Page, the National Gallery's Jamaica Biennial Exhibition. Stay tuned. The Jamaica Biennial Exhibition was the focus of the most recent Last Sundays, an initiative of the National Gallery of Jamaica, NGJ, organized to highlight and showcase current works. In January, the NGJ began welcoming judges, both Jamaican and international. The juried selection of this year's biennial saw 176 qualifying entries by 110 artists. The panel of judges, foreign-based Amanda Colson and Christopher Cozier, as well as locals Suzanne Fredericks and Omari Ra, would have a satisfyingly difficult task of selecting a shortlist. Executive Director of the National Gallery, Dr. Virali Pupe, says the exhibition is part of a decades-old tradition of displaying Jamaica's art.
The biennial has a long history. In fact, national art exhibitions were held in Jamaica from the late 1930s onwards, from 1938 to be precise, and have appeared in different incarnations over the years. But the Jamaica Biennial as such was started in 2014, so the edition that we have this year is in fact the second edition of this exhibition.
The national exhibition has a wide scope to include members of the diaspora as well as foreigners. That's part of what makes this staging of the Jamaica Biennial unique, as previously, only artists with ties to Jamaica were featured.
Among the countries represented other than Jamaica and the diaspora, we have an artist from Martinique, from St. Vincent, two artists of Caribbean descent who live in the United States. We have one from the Dominican Republic and one from Suriname.
Artists, both living and deceased, were featured this year. Tributes to Alexander Cooper and Peter Dean Rickards formed an important part of the displays as the gallery celebrated the work of the two who have passed away.
Well, the biennial basically has four components: the international artist, the tribute, the invited artist, and the juried artist. So the international artists are invited and are nominated by our curatorial team. The exhibition also has two tributes to Jamaican artists of note, that is Alexander Cooper and Peter Dean Rickards, that was also nominated by our curatorial team. Then we have a rather long list of invited artists. I mean, it's 72 in all at the present time, and of those, 34 artists have responded with submissions to the biennial. And then the rest of the biennial is really based on an open call for submissions.
The Jamaica Biennial has been mounted in three parts. There is the National Gallery in downtown Kingston, displays at Devon House, and the third component at the National Gallery West. Enthusiasts will have to do a bit of cross-country traveling to truly experience the full gamut of the biennial. Now, the NGJ's Last Sunday's program is quite diverse. There is usually a treat for patrons in the form of a book launch, mini-concert, dance exposé, or screening. The docufilm Shashamani, named after the town in Ethiopia, was part of the event this time round.
It documents the Rastafarian settlement in Shashamani, and Haile Selassie gave a land grant to the Rastafari community. So a number of Rastafarians from Jamaica and elsewhere have settled there. It started out as a very small, sort of informal community, and what the documentary really does is to show how the community has changed over the years. It also looks at some of the challenges encountered by the community, but also the very unique social and cultural environment that is provided by it.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness shared his impressions on Sunday after the screening and a tour of the exhibition.
Spectacular. Jamaica has a very wide and very deep cultural history, which is reflected in our art. You know, it's not so much Jamaican art reflecting Jamaican life, but it is also Jamaican art projecting, sometimes not even necessarily connected to Jamaican life.
The National Gallery, 12 Ocean Boulevard, downtown Kingston, is open on Tuesdays to Thursdays, 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., Fridays until 4 p.m., and on Saturdays until 3 p.m., and of course, every last Sunday. During the May 28 edition of Last Sundays, Arts in the Park will form part of the amusement for patrons. For opening times and admission information for Kingston, Devon House, and National Gallery West, call 922-1561 or 618-06545. The 2017 Jamaica Biennial closes on May 28. That's where we end today's program. Tune in next week. Until then, I'm Vanessa Silvera with studio engineer Andre Palmer. Have a fantastic weekend.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.